us here at RTP, for the Bioscience R&D group, and for Bayer Crop Science as a whole. So as I can tell you, the bioscience business of Bayer Crop Science is really dedicated to bringing out sort of best-in-class seeds and trait solutions for our farmers. What we're trying to do here is address the needs of the customers, the farmers, by improving yield, by increasing tolerance to stresses, both biotic and abiotic, and also just generally to address crop quality. So we're certainly very excited to begin operations at our new greenhouse. It's a tremendous state-of-the-art facility. We think that it's going to significantly expand our capacity to deliver the kinds of new traits and really improve the productivity for the farmers here in the U.S. and around the world. So just a little bit about the facility itself. We're going to use this facility to conduct research on corn and soybeans and to some extent other broadacre crops. And we're really going to support our discovery research efforts here at RTP and also from our sites around the world. So we have, in addition to our trait testing and trait discovery pipeline, research in molecular genetics and molecular breeding. And we're also going to have some work supporting our regulatory science and data package delivery for our regulatory efforts. Okay, just a little bit about where we are and why we're happy to be here. Of course, RTP really is a hub for our research and development activities at Bayer. It's also, as you know, a hub for the industry as a whole with lots of things going on. What's been a bit of an issue over time is that we've had a really focused research group with laboratories at the Innovation Center, but we've had to spread our vital greenhouse work out across several locations. So we had sites at the former Athenix site. We had leased space at several local universities, including Duke and NC State. So what we've done with this greenhouse, of course, is to add 30,000 square feet of glasshouse space, which is state-of-the-art. And we're going to bring all of our research into this hub space, and that we think it's really going to help us, you know, advance our research in a real efficient and focused way. So, you know, overall, we think this is a step in the right direction, or I should say another step in the right direction with our commitment to being a leader in seeds and traits. We're really poised with this facility to advance our research efforts and to keep an eye on the future of the business and of the industry as a whole. So just a little bit about the specific uses of the greenhouse. Our trait testing group will be the main users of the facility. So this is the group that works on our biotech plants as they come out of our cell biology research facility here in RTP. They can do a lot of things. One of the things they focus on is really growing our plants. As you know, we want to get our technology into the plants, into the crops of interest, and really see how they perform. And so this is the group and the facility that will do that for us. They can evaluate traits, they can take things to seed, they can select, you know, the very best events that we'll pass on then to our field testing. So a couple of the advantages of this particular facility at Greenhouse 5. Of course, many of you, I guess, didn't see the tour, is that correct? So I think we'll show you a video about this, but it's a very integrated, state-of-the-art facility. In addition to the 30,000 square feet of glasshouse facility, we have growth chambers and other sort of pieces of the pipeline. This will let us do things like move our plants more quickly to market. We can save some costs and improve efficiency. We have a couple of specific technologies related to soybean that we can do here. We can produce clones. We can increase our seed production. We can shorten our growth cycles. So all of these things that you can imagine are useful for saving time, saving costs, and actually performing the research in the best possible way. So I think that's basically my summary. I'd be happy to take questions at the end, but at this point I'd like to introduce Amy McCaskill, who can give you some of the nuts and bolts work, description of the work that she'll be doing in the trait testing group.
Hi. So I am Amy McCaskill. I'm a scientist in the trait testing group here, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we're doing in our corn and soybean research pipelines. Our main focus on corn is to evaluate genes for providing traits to our collaborators. Currently, the focus of our traits are herbicide resistance and insect resistance, herbicide tolerance, excuse me. Corn will be grown here for multiple purposes, including transgenic screens, donor material, and seed production. 8,000 square feet of the facility will be used for our corn research and development program. The full growth and development of the corn plant generally takes about 3.5 to 4 months' time. And in that time, we could expect to pollinate the plants at least 2 times. And therefore, we're estimating around 10,000 crosses will happen in the next year. So as you know, corn plants can be quite tall, sometimes reaching 10 feet. So therefore, this facility was designed at a height of 20 feet, making it ideal to accommodate the height of the corn plant. But in addition to that accommodation, it also promotes a more uniform and controlled environmental condition. Also, there's high light and high temperature that support vigorous plant growth, especially in broad acre crops like corn and soybean. But unfortunately, a side effect of that is reduced carbon dioxide levels. And this facility has been fitted with a system that would allow us to control the atmospheric CO2. Generally, that is around 400 parts per million, and we can maintain that individually in each room, or we can also double that to 800 parts per million, which would allow us to further increase plant yield. So now I'm going to switch to talking about our soybean research pipeline, in which we evaluate herbicide tolerance, insect resistance, as well as nematode control. And as Dan mentioned, we receive the primary transgenic events from the Innovation Center, and we bring those plants into the greenhouse and select them based on the trait of interest and the genes that they contain. And then we grow those plants to seed. And we can then either send those seeds directly to the field for testing, or we can do another round of growth in the greenhouse to characterize them genetically and to produce even larger quantities of seed. So the majority of the space in the greenhouse is intended to grow soybean for the next few years. So we found the most important environmental factor influencing soybean growth and development is photoperiod. And we've learned to use the day length to manipulate the number of seeds that the plant produces. In short day conditions, we can grow a plant that will make around 200 seeds. On the alternative, we can increase the day length and grow a plant that will allow us to produce around 3,000 seeds per plant. So this gives us a great flexibility for our research programs to potentially skip generations and hopefully get our products to the market quicker. Another technology that was also mentioned earlier that we've developed in trait testing is vegetative cloning. And this allows us to take this one unique transgenic event and make multiple clones of that same plant. And that way we can apply different treatments, for example, test with multiple types of herbicides. And then we can also use those individual clones to collect a greater quantity of seeds. So that, in addition to the day length, really, really allow us to control how many seeds are produced and in the time that is done. So in addition to growing the plants to seed, this state-of-the-art greenhouse was designed to be a plant phenotyping facility. This technology will enhance our phenotypic trait evaluation pipeline. Actually, the two largest rooms in the greenhouse have been reserved for an installation of a high-throughput phenotyping system. This system will have a conveyor that will move around thousands of plants to collect images, to water, or to provide other experimental treatments. This approach to plant phenotyping and physiology will allow us to evaluate more complex traits like yield and abiotic stress tolerance. In the end, we want to automate our plant screens for greater accuracy, throughput, and efficiency. And now I'll let you guys see a video so you can see the greenhouse for yourself.
This state-of-the-art greenhouse totals more than 85,000 square feet, including office and lab space, growth chambers, seed storage, and mechanical facilities. The third floor is dedicated greenhouse space of over 30,000 square feet with 24,000 square feet of growing space. This greenhouse uses the same floor footprint as the Bayer greenhouse in Ghent. Some of the designs are borrowed from the Ghent greenhouse to save cost and time in construction. However, to adapt to North Carolina conditions and the crop focus we have here, there are also major changes. But as you walk in this greenhouse, you may have noticed that it's taller and much sturdier. It is designed to withstand 105 mile per hour winds. This greenhouse is designed to be a state-of-the-art plant phenotyping facility capable of sophisticated phenotypic trait evaluation. It also provides excellent growth conditions for seed production. Our current crop focuses are soybean and corn, and trait emphases are herbicide tolerance, insect resistance, and nematode control. Regulatory science grows various plants under GLP conditions. This head house is spacious with automated soil handling and pot filling. It is air conditioned. Waste management is handled by either autoclave or steam dumpster. There are 7 walk-in growth chambers for soybean and 1 for corn and 1 for regulatory science. 3 future expansion spots, 1 soybean research, 1 corn research, and 1 regulatory science. These chambers have precise temperature control and light intensity of 1,000 micromoles. You need sunglasses to walk in them. The corn chamber has the roof raised to accommodate the height of tall corn plants. Being able to grow corn to full maturity in a growth chamber is very unique. All growth chambers have a mix of 2 different lights to provide a good spectrum for plant growth and development. It has a combination of high-pressure sodium and high-intensity mercury metal halide. All the growth chambers and seed storage rooms are similar to the setup in the Ghent greenhouse, except our growth chambers have higher light intensity. To make the greenhouse really green, this facility has a water capture and recycling system. Rainwater from the roof and condensation from the air handling system is collected, filtered, and UV light treated. Then it's available for irrigation. The 70,000-gallon underground water storage tanks are expected to reduce consumption of potable water by approximately 700,000 gallons annually. The stormwater basin will suspend solids from rainwater runoff from the parking lot and other areas to improve water quality in nearby ponds and lakes. There are 21 air handlers, 1 for each growth room. There are 4 others for first floor head house, 2 for second floor workspace, and 1 office area. Temperature control is provided by chilled or heated water. All motors and HVAC systems are energy efficient. This is the first greenhouse at this size with air conditioning in this area. 84% of construction materials and debris were recycled. Airflow systems affect temperature uniformity and flexibility in the greenhouse. To accommodate different needs, different airflow systems are used. The underbench flow system provides the most uniform temperature in the greenhouse and is optimal for evaluating complex traits, such as stress tolerance and yield. The overhead duct sock system provides maximum flexibility for bench arrangement. This system enables the high plant density and allows corn to grow directly on floor or very low bench. It makes it easier to access the top of the corn plants. This greenhouse is constructed in such a way that these 2 airflow systems can be switched when needed. There are 3 types of benches: ebb and flow, Benchmaster adjustable height, and rolling benches with mesh tops. Both soybean and corn requires a lot of light. To maximize light penetration into the greenhouse, all roof and outside facing walls are equipped with low iron glass, also called invisible glass. This type of glass also allows a portion of UV light to get into a greenhouse, making the conditions much more similar to a field. These low iron glasses are patterned so that the light coming in is diffused to minimize shadows and provide an excellent uniform light environment. The diffused light can penetrate better into the lower canopy, enhancing plant health and productivity. Anti-reflective coating is applied to the outfacing side of the glasses to further boost light intensity in the greenhouse. Light is supplemented on cloudy days, early morning and evening, by artificial lights. There are 754 1,000-watt lights in this greenhouse. They provide up to 500 micromoles of light down to 18 inches off the floor. Most other greenhouses provide up to 350 micromoles of light. There are three rooms equipped with blackout curtains on the top and sides to allow for precise control of day length. Most of the space in this greenhouse will be used to grow soybean in the next few years. Two large rooms in this greenhouse are reserved for installation of high-throughput. State-of-the-art plant phenotyping platform allows us to evaluate more complex traits and to automate plant screens for greater accuracy, throughput, and efficiency. Our main current focus is on corn and to evaluate genes for providing traits to collaborators. Corn plants can be quite tall, reaching above 10 feet. This greenhouse has a gutter height of 18 feet, making it ideal for growing corn. The extra height allows for more uniform control of environmental conditions and provides extra height for more space volume that benefits plant growth in general. With high light and high temperature to support the vigorous plant growth, the carbon dioxide levels in the greenhouse can drop significantly, limiting plant growth. This greenhouse is equipped with a system that can compensate carbon dioxide in each room to boost plant yield. This concludes the tour of the new bioscience greenhouse at RTP. Bayer Crop Science looks forward to leveraging this new state-of-the-art facility to cultivate ideas and answers to some of the toughest challenges facing growers today as we work together to propel farming's future.
Just a quick note before we move on. If anybody would like a copy of today's remarks, or if you were not able to see the video clearly and would like a copy of that, please send me an email at the address on your screen, courtney.beck@bayer.com, and I'll be happy to provide that information. Okay, well, thank you so much, everyone, for being with us today. If you do have any additional questions after the fact or would like to schedule follow-up interviews, please contact me at this email address, courtney.beck@bayer.com. Thanks so much, and have a great day.